Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Brief History of Time, From Big Bang to Black Holes, is Stephen Hawking's landmark attempt to explain modern cosmology to general readers without requiring advanced mathematics. Drawing on ideas from Einstein's relativity, quantum theory, and decades of astronomical discovery, Hawking maps the biggest questions humans ask onto the physical laws that shape the universe. The book moves from familiar concepts such as space, time, and gravity toward more counterintuitive territory, including expanding universes, black holes, and the possibility that the cosmos may have no edges in either space or time. Along the way, Hawking frames science as a detective story evidence gathered from the sky and from experiments on Earth, narrows what can be true about the origin and fate of everything. But its influence comes not only from the topics it tackles, but from its ambition to connect them into one coherent narrative about how reality works at the largest scales. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, space and time become a single arena. A central theme is the shift from everyday notions of separate space and time to the unified picture developed in modern physics. The book introduces how Einstein's relativity replaces absolute time with a framework in which measurements depend on motion and gravity. This is not presented as a mere philosophical twist, but as the foundation for understanding cosmic history, because the universe is not happening in a static stage. Instead, the stage itself stretches, bends, and interacts with matter and energy. Hawking explains why simultaneity is not universal, how the speed of light functions as a limit that structures cause and effect, and how gravity can be interpreted as curvature rather than a conventional force. These ideas matter because they set the rules for everything that follows, from the behavior of stars to the expansion of the universe. The topic also clarifies why cosmology is possible at all. If physical laws are consistent across the cosmos, then observations of distant galaxies can reveal how the universe behaved long ago. By rethinking time as something that can slow and strong gravity, and by treating space as dynamic, the reader gains the conceptual tools needed to approach black holes and the early universe without relying on heavy equations. Secondly, the expanding universe and the Big Bang narrative. Hawking outlines how evidence from astronomy led to the conclusion that the universe is expanding and therefore was denser and hotter in the past. This topic traces the reasoning from observations of galaxies moving away to the broader implication that there was an early period when matter and radiation were compressed into extreme conditions. The book connects expansion to the idea of cosmic evolution stars and galaxies form over time, and the large-scale structure we see today emerged from earlier, simpler states. Hawking also highlights the role of background radiation and other observational clues that support a hot, early universe. Importantly, the Big Bang is treated less as an explosion in space and more as a description of how space itself has been stretching from an initial high-density state. Within this framework, the book discusses competing models and how scientists judge them, emphasizing prediction, measurement, and consistency with established laws. Readers are encouraged to see cosmology as a conversation between theory and data, where each new observation can refine what we think happened near the beginning. The result is a coherent storyline that links visible features of the cosmos to an origin scenario, while leaving room for unresolved questions about what, if anything, preceded that earliest moment. Thirdly, black holes as laboratories for extreme physics. Black holes serve as one of the book's most compelling gateways into the extremes of gravity and the limits of classical intuition. Hawking explains how, within general relativity, a sufficiently compact mass can create a region from which nothing can escape, not even light, separated from the rest of the universe by an event horizon. The topic explores how black holes can form from collapsing stars and why their existence follows from the same gravitational principles that govern planetary motion, simply pushed to an extreme. Beyond the dramatic imagery, black holes matter because they stress test our theories. They force questions about what information means in physics, how time behaves near strong gravity, and what happens when matter is compressed toward a singularity, a point where known equations break down. Hawking uses this to show the boundary between well-tested science and open problems, illustrating how scientists handle domains where a theory predicts its own failure. Black holes also connect the cosmic and the microscopic. They are astrophysical objects, yet their deepest puzzles require quantum ideas. By treating black holes as natural laboratories, the book helps readers understand why these objects are not just curiosities, but essential to building a more complete theory of nature. Fourthly, quantum effects reshape the story of horizons and endings. A major contribution associated with Hawking is the insight that quantum physics changes what black holes can do. But in a purely classical picture, a black hole only grows as it absorbs matter and never emits anything. The book discusses how quantum effects near the event horizon lead to the expectation that black holes are not perfectly black, but can give off radiation over extremely long timescales. This idea ties together thermodynamics, quantum theory, and gravity, suggesting that black holes can have a temperature and can gradually lose mass. The significance is broader than the fate of any single object. It signals that the universe does not neatly divide into classical gravity on large scales and quantum rules on small scales. Instead, the most fundamental phenomena often live where the two frameworks overlap. Hawking uses this topic to illustrate how theoretical physics proceeds, combining established principles to derive surprising consequences, and then asking what those consequences imply about information, entropy, and the ultimate consistency of physical law. For readers, the value lies in seeing how a seemingly abstract quantum effect can reframe cosmic questions, including whether anything is truly irreversible, and what it would mean for the universe if even the darkest objects can, in principle, fade away. Lastly, the search for a unified theory and the shape of cosmic time. The book culminates in the ambition to find a single framework that unites the forces of nature and yields a coherent account of the universe from beginning to end. Hawking discusses why general relativity and quantum mechanics both work extraordinarily well in their domains, yet clash in extreme conditions, like the earliest universe. This motivates the search for quantum gravity and a deeper theory that can handle both curvature and uncertainty without contradictions. Alongside this, the book examines the notion of cosmic time itself, whether the universe has a boundary in time, whether the idea of an initial singularity is a real feature of nature, or a sign that current models are incomplete, and how different proposals attempt to remove or reinterpret that boundary. The discussion also touches on the arrows of time, the sense in which time seems to flow in one direction, and how entropy and cosmic expansion relate to that experience. Rather than providing a final answer, Hawking presents a structured map of the questions, the constraints imposed by evidence, and the theoretical strategy scientists use to move forward. The reader comes away understanding that cosmology is not only about distant galaxies, but about the deepest assumptions behind causality, beginnings, and the possibility of a complete explanation. In conclusion, this book is best suited for curious readers who want a serious, idea-driven introduction to cosmology, including students, science enthusiasts, and anyone who enjoys big questions about origins and destiny. It does not require advanced math, but it rewards patience and a willingness to sit with counterintuitive concepts. The benefit is practical in an intellectual sense. It strengthens scientific literacy, helps readers evaluate popular claims about space and time, and trains the mind to think in models, evidence, and constraints rather than in mere speculation. It can also deepen perspective by connecting everyday experience to a wider physical context, turning familiar notions like time and gravity into active subjects of inquiry. Compared to many similar books, its lasting value comes from its tight focus on fundamental principles and from Hawking's role in shaping the very topics he explains, especially the interplay of black holes, quantum theory, and thermodynamics. Many introduction survey facts this one emphasizes why the facts matter and how they fit into a unified story. For buyers choosing among popular science titles, it remains a benchmark because it bridges introductory clarity with genuine conceptual ambition. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.